talking with Russell Frith, Assistant Auditor General, about the report on the performance of Aberdeenshire Council's Housing and Council Tax Benefits Service and the Accounts Commission's findings. What are the findings?
During an earlier audit in autumn 2008, Audit Scotland identified 12 risks and the Council agreed actions to deal with them. However, at a second audit 2 years later, the auditors considered that the Council still hadn't fully implemented 9 of the agreed actions. Further risks were also identified at this point, as is usual in such cases. The report also says that the Council has been consistently slower than the national average in processing new claims. The service should have been more proactively scrutinised by councillors. However, it wasn't until June 2011 that a report on service performance, including the auditor's assessment of risk, was taken to a council committee.
What does the council need to do to improve its performance in this area?
The council has recently made some improvements. In particular, it's improved the speed of processing of new claims and plans to review intervention activities, those which are designed to ensure that changes in benefit entitlement are identified and processed promptly. But it needs to do more to ensure that robust arrangements and oversight are in place and the quality of service improves and that improvement is sustained. Senior managers must do more to ensure that action is taken within agreed timescales, and councillors need to ensure that they routinely receive better information on service performance, including comparison with other authorities, and use that information to scrutinise the performance of services such as housing benefits and to hold senior managers to account.
How will you be monitoring whether the council has improved or not?
The Commission has asked for a follow-up report in about 12 months' time so that it can review progress. The Commission is also aware that the welfare reforms proposed by the Westminster Government will have a significant impact on council services throughout Scotland, so Aberdeenshire will need robust systems to deal effectively with this.
Russell, thanks very much.